This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump continued to shake up his staff on Saturday, announcing the departure of White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before going to the Army-Navy football game, Trump said Kelly would be leaving by the end of the year after serving nearly 2 years, first as Homeland Security Secretary and then Chief of Staff.
I'll be announcing that over the next day or two, but John will be leaving at the end of the year. He's been with me almost 2 years now, as you know, between the two positions.
Kelly had been credited with imposing order on a chaotic West Wing after taking the Chief of Staff's job in June of 2017. His strong management style also alienated some longtime Trump allies, and he grew increasingly isolated with an increasingly diminished role. Meanwhile, the announcement about General Kelly was just the latest in a series of changes in the top of the Trump administration. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the president has tapped Army General Mark Milley to replace Marine General Joseph Dunford as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Milley is a battle-hardened commander, having led troops during several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. He served as the Army Chief of Staff for the last 3 years, during which time he oversaw the move of women into frontline infantry and combat positions. In February 2016, Milley told the Senate Armed Services Committee the Army's new standards for armor and infantry would be gender neutral.
And those are measured against one thing. Neither male nor female. They're measured against the requirements of combat.
Milley is known as charismatic, outgoing, and unafraid to offer blunt assessments to Congress. Last year, he scolded the House Armed Services Committee for its inability to approve a defense budget, calling that professional malpractice. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.